ప్రియమగవదాల్లాదన పదం జయోదుఘోషయ ଏଇ ସମ୍ୟଗ ବିରଚିତ ସତି ସୁକରଣ ଉଦାଞ୍ଚନ୍ମାର୍ତ୍ତନ୍ୟ ଦୁତିହର ଦୁକୁଳାଞ୍ଚିତକୋଟି ସଦୈବଶ୍ଚୈତନ୍ନାକୃତି ରତିତରାଙ୍ଗନ କୃପୟତୁ
The uplifting avatar of Kali Yuga, Sri Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his most intimate associate, the most worshipable, Sri Srila Rupa Goswami Charan. We are hearing from his Sri Sri Stavamala Granta. From the second Chaitanya Ashtaka and second Shloka. So in this shloka it's being described how Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was manifesting his Patita Pavan Leela. While chanting the holy names of Krishna, he himself was relishing Krishna Prem and distributing to all, even the most sinful and fallen living entities of Kali Yuga. And
Nijamata Sochi Devi Sukh Dini Horon Kurche.
And he also have stolen the grief of his own mother Sachi.
Udanchat Martanya Dutihara Dukulan Chitokoti Udiyaman Surjer Mato.
So further it's been described that the sannyas cloth that's tied around Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's hips, that cloth was effulgent and reddish as a rising sun. So the shloka concludes with a prayer that may this Supreme Lord, Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, be merciful upon us, make us fortunate by bestowing his great endless mercy upon us.
চলে যে তিনি গঙ্গা এবং মাতার চরণ দর্শন করে আর বঙ্গদেশ দিয়ে শ্রী বৃন্দাবনে গমন করবেন।
So, in the commentary to this shloka, it's been described that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu at Neelachal, he took commitment that he will go to Bengal, have the darshan of Mother Ganga and his own Mother Sachi, her lotus feet, and then he will continue for Vrindavan. Taking this commitment, he arrived to Bengal. So this shloka describes this merciful Patita Pavan Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So there in Bengal, in Shantipur, he was going from the house to house, from doors to doors, and chanting the glories of Krishna. All glories to Sri Krishna, he would say. So saying like this, he would start Hari Kirtan. So in this way, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he will give the gift of prem and immerse in bliss everyone, even the most sinful, low living entities. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu came from Neelachal. And wherever he would go, he would meet thousands and thousands, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And he arrived to Sri Shantipur. And in this way, at every house, at every doorstep, he would chant the kirtan, do Harinam, rising his arms. So all the living entities, even those most sinful and low entities, everyone who got opportunity to hear the Lord's holy name from his lotus mouth, from Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lotus mouth, everyone was gifted prem and in this way became most fortunate. And this Patita Pavan Leela of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has been described by our Sripad Prabodhananda Sarasvati in his Chaitanya Chandramrita.
Je patra patra vicharana na kurute Suti. Deyadav vicharita nahi nabha kala pratiksa prabhu. Satya ja pranameno, sravana pranameno, dhyana dina durlabham. Tatti bhakti rasam saiva bhagavan. Gaura param meguti. Shripad Prabhudharundar Saraswati. Shriman Mahaprabhu Stuti Prasange bolchen.
So Shripad Prabhudananda Saraswati glorifying Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he told.
Tar avadanir je boishishtu.
That he brought exceptional gift. First he told that Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu didn't consider who is appropriate recipient and who is not. Just upon having his darshan, the darshan of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and upon hearing the holy name from his lotus mouth, everyone was gifted the rare gift of prema, and in this way immersed in bliss, in Paramananda. So in this merciful Leela of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where he was gifting prem, he didn't consider if someone is qualified or not. His heart was completely free from consideration that if someone is appropriate recipient, is qualified, or if he is not. Who is appropriate recipient of prem? Who is qualified to receive prem? And how is it possible that someone gives, that Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu gives prem to someone who is not qualified, who is not appropriate recipient? Our Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, in his commentary to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he wrote, he's describing who is the one that's appropriate recipient, who is qualified to receive prem. He described that those who have the only desire to achieve Krishna prem and to achieve the bhakti of Krishna, only these personalities are qualified. If someone is so much fixed in this desire to achieve Krishna prem, to be engaged in Krishna's bhajan, and that there is nothing else in their life, these personalities, they are qualified to get Krishna prem.
And altro noi.
But if someone's heart contains also other desires for dharma, artha, kama and mukti, then such a personality is not qualified, or the word is used that actually they are not appropriate container, recipient, as a container who has many holes. Or it's been described that if some liquid substance, some nectar, is being poured into the container that has holes, then it won't stay there, it will leak out. What is required? It's the firm bhajan, or such a qualification, such a recipient, such a container that doesn't have any hole. So further on, Goswami Pad described that if someone's heart is fixed in prema only, and there is nothing else in their life, there is no other desire present in their heart, so such a personality, such a heart, is appropriate recipient as a container without any hole. But Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he gave prem to everyone, to those who are qualified and those who are not qualified, both to those who are appropriate recipients and those who are not. It's all right that he gave to those who are qualified. But he also gave to those who are not qualified, who are not appropriate recipients. So it's understood then that the prem won't stay there. They are considered to be like a container with the holes, so whatever is given inside, when the prem is given, it will just leak out, it won't be possible that it stays there. As an answer to this, Mahajan told, they told that one personality opened the charity, like as a feast is being distributed. So then, when someone wants to receive, then they should bring a certain utensils, like everyone comes with a tiffin, so certain utensils is required to receive the foodstuffs that are being distributed. Then they will get the charity. Those who are bringing tiffins, utensils, they will get. But those who didn't bring any utensil, how they can be given? Where shall they give them? So then they will not receive anything. But then also one other merciful personality opened the charity, is distributing.
Patro
But this merciful personality, along with the nectar that he brought to be distributed, he also brought the utensils, the appropriate containers.
অন্যান্য যুগে এবং সাধন ভজনের দ্বারা যারা প্রেম লাভ করেন তাদের চিত্তটি নিষ্কাম হওয়া চাই।
So in this way it's been described that in previous yugas, when someone will perform sadhana in order to achieve prema, so then the pure heart was required as an utensil, as a container without any holes, like a firm bhajan is required. Fixation in prema is required. Then the Lord will bestow His mercy and give
prema.
But if some other desire would still be present in some person's heart, so that prema cannot be given because it won't stay there, it will leak out. So in, because of that, that personality, such a personality, won't be given
prema.
But Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he didn't consider if someone is appropriate recipient or not. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he gave the container in which the gift should be received, and he also gave the gift of
prema.
And he also, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he also didn't consider if someone is his own or someone who is not his own. So it can be said that how it's possible that to consider that someone is own to the Lord and someone is not his own. Actually, everyone is Lord's, his own. Jeev, the soul, is Lord's Nitya Das, Krishna's Nitya Das, means eternal servant of Krishna. It can be answered that yes, that's right. But if someone's heart is opposing towards the Lord, like for example asuras, demons, they are those who are far away from the Lord. They are those unfortunate ones who are considered to be not the Lord's. So how is it possible that the Lord will bestow His mercy upon them, to give them prema? They are having opposing nature towards the Lord. They are not having favorable mood, they are having unfavorable mood towards Krishna. If someone is loving Krishna, then that's called prema. But these personalities, they are inimical towards the Lord, they are His enemies. There is no way to give prema to them. There is no question of it. So in these cases, the Lord will reciprocate to their enmity in the same way. So in further instances, the mukti would be given, but the prema is not given to them. If they are unfavorable towards the Lord, then there is no way to give them prem. The favorable attitude is required.
Anukulleno krishnanu siranam bhakti ruttama mahajan bolo. Kintu Mahaprabhu.
So Mahajans are telling, anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. So in this way,
jagai madhai tadir moto je shatru jara prahar korechilo tader onge tadike porjonto prem dilen.
We can see that Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu still, he gave prem to even those who were inimical towards him, even to those who attacked him as Jaga and Madai. In this Kali Yuga, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he didn't differentiate if someone is to be given or not. This is why he is Prem Avatar. And this item that he is giving, what that? What Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is giving, it's the highest thing. This is the Sringar Ras, the Prem of Vraja. No other time, no other avatar has given it, nor will give it. This Leela of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where he was giving prem, this is like a closing chapter, the last chapter. There is nothing higher or further than this. He didn't consider if someone is qualified or not, is to be given or not. He freely distributed prem to everyone. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he didn't differentiate. He didn't consider if someone is to be given or not. He freely gave to everyone. That his heart was completely free of this kind of thought of consideration that someone is to be given or someone not. He freely gave to everyone. And also further, this shloka of Srila Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur describes that usually when sadhana is performed in order to achieve prem, some time is required. If someone would start today, for example, with performance of sadhana in order to achieve prem, and then expect that right now, immediately, prem should be given, then that's not possible. There are so many steps, levels on this way to prem. So this path of sadhana, to achieve prem, it has several steps. It starts with faith, then the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Guru are accepted. So then the bhajan is being performed without offenses, and then all the previous anarthas, all the impurities of the heart, various material desires, everything is cleansed and the heart remains pure. Then Anishta comes. So with this fixation in bhajan, then gradually the taste for Lord's name, His form, His qualities, His leela will come. Then attachment towards the Lord will come. And then further bow and pray. Some time is required. So in this way it's been described that in the heart that's pure, then as performance of sadhana continues, then the prema will be bestowed. But if that's not the case, if the heart is not pure, then there is such a shloka that tells that even if someone performs shravan and kirtan for millions of lives, then still prem won't come. Even like that, it's been told. So it means some time is required, but there is no time with Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Immediately. So immediately, without requirement for the time, as been described in the shloka of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati, that just upon having the darshan of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, having the darshan of the effulgence of Srimati Radharani, then the gift of frame would be freely bestowed. So as the shloka mentions, there is no requirement for time in this case of merciful Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what is he giving? He's giving something that's very hard, very rarely obtainable, even through Shravanam, through Darshanam and Smaranam. Through Shravanam, through hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Krishna Katha. Through Darshan, through Lord Jagannath's Darshan, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Darshan, through Radha Krishna's Darshan. So it's been described that Shravanam, Darshanam, and further on, Smaranaka Bhakti.
Archon, Vandan.
And then Archanam, Vandanam.
Ittadi is Bhajanis. This Storuli, the Upayuli Achi, Seyongoguli Bhajan Kure, Tarpure Jathasumai Premlam Prajai.
So like this, through these different levels, stages, or different limbs of bhakti that are being performed, then the prema will come. This is why it's been told that this, what Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is giving, that actually this gift of prema, that's very hard to obtain even through Shravanam, through Darshanam, through Smaranam. It's very rarely obtainable. That Hari Bhakti is hardly obtainable, very rarely obtainable. But Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is giving such a thing immediately. And this is why Srila Saraswati Pad is praying like this: may this merciful Gauranga Mahaprabhu bestow his mercy upon us. In this way, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was distributing prem from doors to doors, from doors to doors. You don't have to go to him, he will come to your doors. So this is how merciful the Lord is in this Kali Yuga. With a heart filled with so much mercy, he appeared. So further, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad describes in his shloka that in this way, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, by bestowing prem to everyone, he overwhelmed everyone, he immersed everyone in bliss. Here the relish of the prem ras is being described. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati is telling in his shloka that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he gave the bhakti ras. He didn't give just prem. He gave prem ras. When the prem mixes with further elements, then the ras appears. So this is why prem ras is much, much higher than prem. Mahajans are telling that the essence of the ras is amazement. And without it, without amazement, there is no relish of the ras. So even when the ras is there, in order to be relished, then the amazement is required. If there is certain item that we haven't ever seen or haven't ever tasted, and when such a thing is in front of us, when we are able to taste it, then the heart is filled with amazement. Then the eyes are sparkling.
Wow!
How amazing!
Kotok
So when the prem is mixed, is meeting with further elements,
vibhav,
anubhav,
sattvic,
sanchari,
sthayibhav, ras hoy, mili, ei, jari.
So then the sthayibhav mixed with all of these elements, then the ras is achieved.
Sthayibhav, Krishna prem.
Sthayibhav is Krishna prem. So then when the vibhav is mixed with it, then anubhav, sattvic bhav, sanchari bhav, when all of these meet together, then one amazing relish comes. Yogurt is relishable, then also sugar, it has another kind of taste. Also cardamom, then cloves, camphor, each of these items that have different taste, the different fragrance. But then when the yogurt is mixed with all of these items, sugar, cardamom, cloves, camphor, then the rasala drink is appearing and it's amazingly relishable. When they all meet together, then amazing relish comes. So this is why Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is telling that there is prem sadhana, but then there is also ras sadhana. He describes it in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He's describing what is it, ras sadhana.
Sri Bhagavata Ranginam Sanginam Rasika Sangaranginam Jivani Bhuta Govinda Pada Bhakti Rasasriyam Jara Primir Antaranga Sadhana Kuchche.
That those who are performing the internal sadhana in order to achieve prem, they are performing Shravanam, then further on, like Kirtanam, Smaranam. That's internal sadhana to achieve prem. So those who are performing this internal sadhana in order to achieve prem, so when the devotee in this way performs sadhana to achieve prem, and although the prem is achieved, but still some other samskaras are present there in the heart, so it won't be possible to relish prem. Or this ras sadhana, that won't be possible to happen. It's possible to relish prem. But in order to relish ras, then the next life, the further life is required. For example, if someone achieves prem in a certain life, but then the ras, this relish of ras, won't take place in that very life. In order to relish the ras, then the next life is required.
Sanskar gulo chola, orthat ei jonmer ar putpo putpo জন্মের সংস্কারে ভজন বা ভক্তির প্রেম যখন উজ্জ্বল হয়ে উঠল তখনই রসের আস্বাদন হবে।
So this is why it's been described then in a certain life the deep samskaras of bhakti, when the prema has appeared, the samskaras from that life and even previous lives are required, where the prema is very effulgent and uprising very, very high. So then only the relish of the rasa will take place. So that is ras sadhana. So this is why Srila Prabhupada Saraswati, he is telling in this shloka that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he gave this bhakti ras and he is my only Lord, he is my only goal. And also further, Srila Rupa Goswami in his shloka, second Chaitanya Ashtakam and second shloka, he is telling that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he also has stolen grief of his mother Sachi. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he accepted sannyas. And he was like a mad person. He accepted sannyas and he was on the way to Vrindavan. What is he saying on the way? So that in this way, while accepting sannyas, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was on the way to Vrindavan, that on his own would chant Krishna's holy names as a mad person. He was just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He was not having knowledge of anything like that. He was not sleeping, he was not feeling hunger. Three personalities will follow in Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They were close by, so they witnessed the state of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It was Lord Nityananda, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Acharya Ratna, and Sri Mukunda. They were following Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was front on his own, alone. And for 3 days, for 3 nights, he didn't sleep, he didn't eat anything, he didn't take even a drop of water. Like a mad person. Madden with prem. And then further on, in front of him, he saw cowherd boys. They were herding cows. And just upon seeing Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they started chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And now Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he heard the Harinam from their mouths. And he came closer to them, putting the arm on the head. And he told them, "Oh, you made me fortunate. I heard Harinam. He himself, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is the ocean of prem, but he is feeling he doesn't have even a drop of prem. He is telling, you made me fortunate. That's the nature of prem. Prem is giving so much further thirst that even if someone is an ocean of prem, he would feel that, no, I don't have even a drop of prem. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told this himself. I don't possess this wealth of prem, Krishna prem. I'm very, very poor. All my body and my limbs, my senses, everything is useless. Here we can see the nature of prem, of bhajan. Just constant lamentation. As much as thirst is there, that much relish comes. And as much as relish is there, then further thirst appears. Usually it's being told that the hunger and the foodstuffs, they are kind of eliminating each other. Then in case that there is a hunger, but then the foodstuffs come, then the hunger is extinguished, it disappears, it's nullified. But then also the foodstuffs, they are like nullified by the hunger, because when the hunger is there, the foodstuffs will be eaten. So in this way, it's understood that they are like distinguishing each other, extinguishing each other, or destroying each other. But in the kingdom of prem, it is completely different. That as much as relish is there, then the hunger, the thirst, only increases even more. So from the close by, Lord Nityananda, he spoke with those cowherd boys and he told them that when Gauranga Mahaprabhu asks for the way to Vrindavan, you show him the way to Mother Ganga. And further on, Shri Nityananda Prabhu, he went in front of Lord Gauranga and showed himself. And Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, "Shripad, you are here? That's you?" And Shri Nityananda Prabhu answered, "I'm going with you to Vrindavan." And Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu answered, "You're also going to Vrindavan? Oh, that's very good." Then he asked, "Oh, Shripad, how much further is Vrindavan?" And then Lord Nityananda showed towards Mother Ganga and told, "Look, this is Mother Yamuna." And immediately Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu started Yamuna Stuti.
మార్గమునార్ పైను దర్శనం.
Oh, how fortunate I am. Finally, I got the darshan of Yamuna.
So, Bhagwajamar.
How fortunate I am. I saw Yamuna. I reached Vrindavan. So, in this way, he was further chanting, Haha Vrindavan, Haha Vrindavan. So in this way, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu went further, and now Lord Nityananda, he sent Sri Acharya Ratna, he told him, go to Shantipur, to the house of Sri Advaita Acharya, and let him know. Let him know that I will bring Prabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to his home. That he didn't sleep for 3 days, he didn't eat anything, he didn't drink anything. So then he told, then further on you go to Navadvip and inform all the bhaktas.
Mata ki khabar debe.
Also inform the mother, Mother Sache. And bring them all here to the house of Sri Advaita Acharya. And he sent Sri Acharya Ratna. And in this way, further on, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu reached. He was having only one piece of underwear with him, the kopan that he was wearing. And he took bath, he was chanting the glories of Yamuna, taking bath. So in this way, he was just in this wet piece of kopan that he was wearing, and he saw a boat approaching and Advaita Acharya there. You are Acharya Dev, you came here? How did you know I'm here in Vrindavan? How did you know I'm here in Vrindavan? And you came to Vrindavan too? Sri Advaita Acharya answered, wherever you are, Vrindavan is there. I'm so fortunate that you came here to the banks of Ganga.
Hey?
Banks of Ganga? Shripad? Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was calling Lord Nityananda. What did you tell me? You brought me to Ganga, to banks of Ganga, and you told me this is Yamuna? And Sri Advaita Acharya told, this is what Shripad told, it's not lie, it's not untruth. You did take bath in Yamuna. Oh, my head is spinning, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told. Sometimes you're telling Ganga, sometimes you're telling Yamuna. What's right?
Prabhu,
Shri Advaita Acharya told, Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, both are right.
Jokhon Prayage Ganga Yamunar Milon Holo.
When Ganga and Yamuna meet at Prayag, then they are not considered to be separated anymore, as separately Ganga and Yamuna. They are flowing as one flow. They are flowing in one riverbed, and on the western side there is Yamuna, and on the eastern side Ganga. You took bath on the western side. And Sri Advaita Acharya further told to Shikaranga Mahaprabhu, you didn't sleep for 3 days, you didn't eat, you didn't drink anything, so you should come now to my house and accept the prasad of the Lord. Let's go to Shantipur, to my house, Sri Advaita Acharya told. So as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, after taking bath, he was just having on himself this wet piece of kopen, this underwear that he was wearing, and nothing else. So Nityananda Prabhu further, he sent his information, so now the fresh dry cloth was brought for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so he changed, he took off this wet piece of kopen that he was wearing and put on the cloth that he was being brought. So in this way they reached the house of Sri Advaita Acharya, and there his wife Sita Thakurani, he was already cooking, and it was such an amazing arrangement, such a vast arrangement of cooking, that if someone didn't read description of Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, then it won't be possible to understand. What a great, what a huge arrangement of cooking was done. In the Madhyana Leela, in the third chapter, it has been described. There are 50s and 50 different kinds of vegetables. In this way, so many varieties of sweets, bhajas, and other preparations were made. And varieties of kinds of rice. Even earlier, Sita Thakurani started cooking. And then when Sri Advaita Acharya arrived, then he took it to the temple and offered everything to the Lord. So in this way he made the three seats for the offering. At one place there was the metal plate for the Lord, and further on there were two big banana leaves for two Prabhus, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda.
ದೃಢೋ ನೋಡುವೆ ತೊಡುವೆ ನಾ. ಸರಿ ಗೆಲ ಪ್ರಭುಕ್ಕೆ ಆನಂದ, ಪ್ರಭುಕ್ಕೆ ಪ್ರಭುಕ್ಕೆ ದೇಖೆ ದರ್ಶನ ಕೊಡಲಿನ ಆರುತಿ.
So they were very strong banana leaves there. Even if you would try to break them, it wouldn't be possible to tear them. So then Sri Advaita Acharya called for the two Prabhus to come.
Arati darshan hoye gelo.
Arati and darshan took place.
Dhanyavad hai putlen sakole.
Everyone offered pranams, dandavats. And then Sri Advaita Acharya, seeing two Prabhus, Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda, he took them in, he brought them in. He told them, come and sit here at the place where the offering was done for the Lord. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, oh, so much prasad. He said, what is this huge arrangement? Just give us small banana leaves and a little bit of prasad that we will take. But Sri Advaita Acharya told, no, you should sit here, you have to sit here. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, it's not appropriate that sannyasi takes so much. So then Sri Advaita Acharya told, I know your sannyas behavior. There in Jagannath Puri, you are served by so many servants and you accept everything. So you come here and sit and you should accept everything. And beside everything else, you were fasting for 3 days. So he made him sit. And they started. They completed one of the preparation subjects and further was brought. They called him and said, oh, three of us should take prasad together. But Sri Advaita Acharya told, no, I will serve. Two of you take, you accept. So after accepting the whole meal, then Sri Nityananda Prabhu told, I was fasting for 3 days. And I desired to break my fast today in a nice way. But nothing happened. Here in Acharya's house, I really didn't get anything. So in this way, I was not able to break my fast appropriately. So now, as they are joking, Sri Advaita Acharya, he answers, look. You are an avaduta. It's not known if you will get any foodstuffs or not on the way. Somewhere you may get some little fruits or something, but here you have been offered.
ব্রাহ্মণকে তুমি এই প্রকারে দণ্ড দেওয়ার জন্যই অবতীর্ণ হয়েছো।
It seems that just in order to disturb me, Brahmana, you have come here.
আমি কোথায় পাবো? তুমি তো রাশি রাশি দশ বিশ মান চাউলের অন্ন খাবে, তো আমি দরিদ্র ব্রাহ্মণ এত পাবো কোথায়? যা দিয়েছে অল্প স্বল্পকে সন্তুষ্ট হয়ে উঠো।
I am a Brahmana, I am a poor Brahmana. Where can I get so much of rice and everything else that would be needing to satisfy you? Just accept a little bit that you have been given. You get up and go. Be satisfied with what you were given. So now as they completed the meal, now Lord Nityananda took some from his plate and some remnants from his plate and he threw it on Advaita Acharya. In this way they were joking with Sri Advaita Acharya. So when these remnants of Lord Nityananda touched the body of Sri Advaita Acharya, he started dancing in bliss. Avadhuta's prasad touched his body. So he became fortunate in this way. And then again, in this joking mood, he told, look what you did. You threw it on me. Are you not afraid? I'm Brahmana. And you are going here and there. You are eating here and there. It's not even know what's your caste. And now you are throwing your own remnants on me.
Hey.
Hey. And now Sri Nityananda is telling, you are speaking like this, this is Krishna's prasad, and because of such an offense you should feed 1,000 sannyasis. And Sri Advaita Acharya again in the joking mood reciprocated and told, I won't feed even one more sannyasi. I brought sannyasis here, they took everything and I should bring some more sannyasis? No way. No sannyasis anymore. So in this way everyone was filled with bliss.
তারপরে দয়া আচমন করলেন।
Then two prabhus did achman.
বিশ্রাম করবার জন্য পাতে টক পাতা আছে।
Then they went to take rest.
তম সজ্জাসি সজ্জাতে স্নান করলেন মহাপ্রভু।
So the beds were prepared for them and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was resting there.
আচার্য গুরুজি চাহেন পাদ সম্বাহন।
Sri Advaita Acharya was pressing his lotus feet. His sannyasi, Sri Gauranga
Mahaprabhu.
And then Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, it's enough, Sri Advaita Acharya. Now you should go and you should take prasad.
Mukundake bolechilen prasad pete, Mukunda bolen amar kichu.
He also called Sri Mukunda, but he told that he is busy with something and that he will take prasad little later.
Haridas take bullen prasad pete Mahaprabhu daklen Haridas bullen ami ni jodom ami dure ektu kono jaygay pabo.
Then Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu also called Sri Haridas Thakur, but he told, I'm a very low person, so I will take a little further. So he took prasadam there at a distance. So then everyone else further took prasad, and then in the evening, the kirtan, an amazing dancing took place. So in this way the day ended. And then the next day Mother Sachi was brought along with all Navadvip Vasis. So in this way the further great festival took place. Seeing his mother Sachi, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu offered Dandavat Pranams. So he is seeing her son in the look of a sannyasi with his head shaved. Mother Sachi started crying and crying. He was caressing his limbs, kissing him, and telling, Sachi told, please hear, O Nimai. Don't be merciless as Vishwarup. He took sannyas and I haven't seen him ever again. So Mother Sachi told, please hear, O my child Nimai, don't be like Vishwarup, don't behave like Vishwarup. What did Mahaprabhu say? It's been told in this shloka that he took away the grief, the sadness, distress of his mother Sachi. He told, O mother, your body, this body is yours. You gave birth to it. Even if I serve you for millions of lives, I won't be able to repay the debt that I have towards you. I'm your son. I'm yours. I will stay there where you told me to do. Whatever you say, I will do that. This is my promise to you. You tell me, Nimai, you go there, stay there, and I will do that. So in this way, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu spoke to his mother, to all the bhaktas, and Mother Sachi, she told, if Nimai would stay here, I would be the most happy. And further on, she told, but if he stays here, then everyone will start speaking bad. They will start making offenses towards him. And I won't be able to see this, to hear this, to tolerate this.
বৃন্দাবনে যেন না যায়। বৃন্দাবনে গেলে আর আমার দেখা হবে।
And she told, but one thing I really don't want, that he goes to Vrindavan. If he goes to Vrindavan, I won't be able to remain alive anymore.
আর বলে দিয়েছেন, তুমি যদি বিশ্বরূপ করো, তাহলে কিন্তু আমার এই দেহে প্রাণ থাকবে না।
She has already told that if you will do as Vishwarup, then I won't remain alive anymore. To go to Vrindavan nowadays and at that time, it's different. Today we can reach Vrindavan from Bengal in just one day. And at that time, 6 or even 9 months were required. Everyone would go by foot, and so many countries were on the way. So many thieves were there on the way, so much danger on the way, etc. If mother would go to Vrindavan, she would give up her life on the way. But although it was not easy to reach, then the inhabitants of Bengal, still, everyone would go, but Mother Sachi told that I'm a woman, how will I get informations? So then Mother Sachi told, but if Nimai would stay in Nilachal, I would be satisfied with that, because Navadvip and Nilachal, they are like two rooms in one house. So if he would stay there in Nilachal, it would be as if he is staying here. Devotees could go and visit there, and I could get information from him. So in this way, I would be pacified. Hearing this, Shigaranga Mahaprabhu told, of course, yes, I will stay at Nilachal. Whatever you say, I would do. Whatever you say, I should stay, I will do so. So in this way, from the further days, the great feast took place there, and then further on, Mother Sachi, she also cooked, and all the preparations were brought there, served there. So in this way, the further great, great festivals took place. So in this way, 10, 12 days passed, and even further few days passed, and then Shigaranga Mahaprabhu told, now I should go.
Mother Acharani, এই জীবনের সারভোগ। আর মধ্যে মধ্যে খবর পাবেন, সেখানে যাবেন, দর্শন হবে আবার।
So in this way, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu took permission at the lotus feet of his mother and the lotus feet of the devotees, and he told them, now you all go back to your homes, do bhajan there, do harikatha there, harikirtan. And in this way, he told, don't worry, we will keep in touch, you will all come and visit. So in this way, we will see each other again. So he pacified everyone and he started his traveling further.
Acharya Jagadananda Pandit, Shankar Pandit, Sar Mukunda, Dai Charjan ki Nityananda, Charjan ki Sanghe Dilen.
So in this way, now four personalities were going with Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Beside the three of them, that were there already, Lord Nityananda, Sri Acharya Ratna and Sri Mukunda, also Sri Jagannanda Pandit was with them. So in this way, four personalities were with Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in this way, for some time also Sri Advaita Acharya was following them, and then he also returned. And further on, every year Sri Jagannanda Pandit, he will come back and he will visit Mother Sachi and bring the news of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu for her. Every year. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would tell, you go now to Navadvip and offer obeisances to Mother Sachi. He sent Sri Jagannanda Pandit to bring this news further to Mother Sachi to tell that he is offering obeisances to her, that he cannot live without serving her. So he further told that without serving his mother, without serving Mother Sachi, his dharma is destroyed. So he's telling, I do come when she is cooking, I am accepting her offerings, I'm regularly going there, but she is not seeing it and she keeps crying and also like further taking away the tears from her eyes. She cannot see that I'm accepting the offering. So please, you should go and tell her that I do come, that I'm accepting her offerings. So in this way, I'm coming again and again. Whenever she desires to offer something to me, I'm going there. I'm going there again and again. So again, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told that I gave up her service and I took sannyas, so my dharma is completely destroyed. And he told that as long as I present, as long as I live, I won't give up her service. So in this way, year by year, every year, Sri Jagadananda Pandit who is very, very dear to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He will bring the news of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu to Mother Sachi.
Who is Daki Pata? Aar Vatsare Jato Utsav Hai, Prabhu Jaikichu Prasadi Vastro Prasadi Tari Paan Sav Kore Rakhi.
And throughout the year, when there were varieties of the festivals, whatever gifts he would receive, whatever cloth, etc., he will keep it aside, and now he would send it to Mother Sachi. And for the bhaktas, for Advaita Acharya, for all the bhaktas, he will send separate gifts.
যিনি অহর্নিশি রাধা প্রেমী ভাসছেন, উন্মাদের মতো পাগল রাত্রে নিদ্রাসীনা।
And otherwise he would spend the days, the nights, sleepless nights in a Radha bhav.
শির মিত্তে শির ভসেন মুখ ভসেন, সেই তিনি যখন মায়ের কথা মনে হয় জগন্নাথে পাঠান, তখন নিজের হাতে প্রসাদ পাঠেন।
So this is how Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, with his own hand, he sent the prasad for Mother Sachi with all of these messages. So in this way, year by year, Sri Jagannanda Pandit, he would go from Neelachal to Navadvip and bring all of these gifts, all of these news of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in this way, as the shloka is telling, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he took away the grief of his mother Sachi. There is one more commentary, one more way to comment on this shloka, where this line is there that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu took away the grief of his mother Sachi. Our Acharya Sripad Baladev Vidyabhushan, he commented in one further way upon these words.
মহাপ্রভুর কৃপা হলে আগামী কাল আবার সেটা আমরা আস্বাদন করব। আজকে আমাদের ভাগবতী কথা থাকি শ্রাবণ।
So, by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, we'll continue hearing on these topics tomorrow. And today, our Bhagavad Katha concludes here.